Blog Talk Radio.
Just as I am, we found one thing.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. This is your host, Sister Carla. Pray that everyone had a blessed week. God is good and he's truly worthy to be praised. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for another Sabbath. A new day has begun at sunset and a day has passed. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for keeping us to see a new Sabbath. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, our transgression, our iniquity, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to be like you are, holy, without fault, without blame before you. We just thank you for help, for strength. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sin, your long suffering, because you want none to die, none to perish, but all to have everlasting life. He said, you are not happy with the debt of the wicked or the debt of those that don't know you. You want all to have life and have it more abundantly. That's why the Lord Jesus came into this world to save sinners as such that I am. So we thank you, Lord, for preserving us, to praise you, to talk of your goodness, to testify of your love, and to show the people their transgression as you showed us our transgression, and that we give you permission to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Help us to be a witness to you wherever we go, to be a disciple. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel. We just thank you, Lord. We praise you. And we just want to glorify and magnify your name because you are worthy to be praised. So thank you for each and everyone that's on. We ask that you will bless them in the mark way and their families and friends. Be with the speaker, Brother Ricardo, wife, Sister Samantha, and their family in a special way. May you fill him with the Holy Spirit so that he can present the message this evening. We thank you again for the fellowship with the brethren, that we can come together and testify of your goodness and share in our devotions your scriptures, sing songs of praises, and just pray unto you and uplift our soul. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And I will read from Education chapter 29. This is Education chapter 29. And it reads, "It is a sign between me and you and yours, that ye may know that I am the Lord. The value of the Sabbath as a means of education is beyond estimate. Whatever of ours God claims from us, ever of ours God claims from us, he returns again, enriched, transfigured with his own glory." The title that he claims from Israel was devoted to preserving among men. It is glorious beauty, the pattern of his temple in the heavens, the token of his presence on the earth. So the portion of our time which he claims is given again to us bearing his name and seal. It is a sign, he says, between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord. Because in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Taken from Exodus chapter 31, verse 13. And also Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. The Sabbath is a a sign of creative and redeeming power. It points to God as the source of life and knowledge. It recalls man glory, trivial glory, and thus witnesses to God's promise to recreate us in his own image. What a day that will be when we are recreated in God's own image again, and sin will no longer have dominion over us, brothers and sisters. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. We are here to be his disciple, to worship him in spirit and in truth, and to be a witness everywhere we go, to know, to show the people and tell them about this living God that we serve and that we love him, and that he has shed his precious blood for each and every one of us. So we also truly praise the Lord. If you like to share at this time, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. It is truly a blessing to see another Sabbath and to give praise and honor and glory to God. So press 1 if you would like to share with your songs, testimony, thanksgiving, scripture reading. Amen, amen. I will open the line for 518-482. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Happy
Amen.
Sabbath to you
Amen.
And all who are connected to this line, this prayer line. You know, it was a wonderful week for me. I can thank God for his blessings, for his care over all of us. And I just love this song. I love to sing this song. Again, the day returns. And I was thinking so many things this evening. I was listening to a preacher, and he was talking about the things that we have to go through, that it's coming on us. And I'm telling you, we have to be really grounded in truth if we are to, you know, if we are planning to make it into God's kingdom, because it would not be an easy time. We would be pressured all around us. We would be pressured to keep the Sabbath because it is coming, and it is sure it is coming. And we have to prepare ourselves and try to be like Daniel. We have to purpose in our hearts that we are going to stand, not in our own strength, but that we're going to stand in God's word. And I sing the song again, the day returns, God's holy Sabbath day, which will be the final test for us, all Christians. Back into the day returns the holy one. It's when he never will be overblown. When like his own, he made our labor free. I'm on the party and on the team. Us before this consecrated day. To learn his will and only learn obey. So shall he hear when fervently we raise our supplications and our songs of praise. Father in heaven, in whom our hopes confide, whose presence is and whose praises shine through life, our surest guardian and friend. Glory supreme, be then till time Hail, happy day, the day of holy rest. God is very, we should be all ready to, I don't like the word celebrate, but we should all be ready when the Sabbath comes, ready to keep holy his day. As for somewhat, I don't like the word celebrate the Sabbath, because if you celebrate, it makes it to me commonplace. I don't know about nobody else, but to me. But when you say keeping the Sabbath, because that is what we should do, keep the Sabbath day holy. Oh, day of rest and gladness. Oh, day of joy and light. Oh, balm of care and sadness. Most beautiful, most bright. On thee the high and lowly. Oh, bend before the throne. Sing holy, holy, holy to the eternal one. Thou art a poor protected from storms that round us rise. A garden intersected with streams of paradise. The water cool and fountain in life's right dreary sand. From thee like crystal's mountain, review our promised land. A day of sweet reflection, thou art a day of love. A day to raise affection from earth to things above. New grace today for gaining from this our day of rest. Receive the rest remaining in mansions of the blessed. Yes, the Sabbath day is a day for us to keep holy. And God has brought us safely through the week. And I went to see my brother this evening with my daughter. She wanted to see her uncle. So she asked me to go with her. And when he went there, he was lying in his bed. He was sleeping because he just finished eating. But we carried a little thing for him to eat. And we raised up the bed and we gave him what he had to eat. But he was so peaceful. He was lying there so peaceful. And when we gave him whatever little we carried there for him to eat, he ate it and his eyes brightened up. And she says he was our daughter, she was just talking to him and taking pictures with him and showing him his picture. She said, "You see how nice, Uncle, how nice you're looking in bed?" Yes, and he was so happy and I was happy that we went. Because, you know, nobody isn't there to really help them. But I had to look for that girl and give her a good encouragement. Because she had him nice and clean. Just because we went there, before we went there, myself and my brother went early in the week. Just 2 days, a day ago, right? It was Thursday, Wednesday. He went there Thursday, he went Thursday. And then we went today again to see him. And he was so happy. And we had to leave him because, you know, especially when I think about the Sabbath and he used to go to church and do all these things and now he has to lie there. When I leave him, I feel a kind of a sad because it's not nice to see your loved ones lying down and then they can't do nothing to help them too much. But our presence there was highly appreciated. So I thank God for, you know, the type of minds that we have to look at our family so that we can make them happy wherever they are until it's time for them to go. So, yes. I like this song. Sister Sing, you want me to sing any more song for you? Or just keep talking?
Just one more song. We have someone else that has pressed one, and then we'll, yes, one more song if you will share.
Thank you. Okay. Well, we welcome Day of Rest, or How Sweet Upon This Sacred Day. How Sweet the Light of Sabbath Eve. I don't, so many songs to sing. You have any special one you want to hear, sister?
Oh, no, just a Sabbath song, whichever one that God's impressed upon your heart.
Okay. How sweet upon the sacred day, the best of all the seven, to cast the earthly thoughts to me, and to think of God and heaven. How sweet to be alone to pray, our sins may be forgiven. With your confidence to say, Father who art in heaven, how sweet words of peace to hear from him to whom 'tis given to wake the penny special tear and lead the way to heaven. And if the maker saints depart, in vain the will has striven, he who regards the innermost heart will send his grace from heaven. So God who is looking not on outward appearance, he's looking on our hearts, right? And I'm very thankful that I can sing these songs to encourage us to keep holy God's Sabbath day. And Father, I come before you this evening, placing this entire service in your care. Bless all those who would come on this line at this moment to encourage each other in something that we really enjoy during this week. And even in speaking a word to those who are, you know, those who are downcast because there is so much going on. But Father, I just want to thank you and to praise you for all of those faithful ones who are leading out on this line. Sister Carla, God bless you. And may God continue to bless even Sister Powell and all the leaders, Sister Stephanie. Sister, I do not want to call, but Father, we thank you for all who are leading out on this line. And I pray that you will bless each one, that they will continue to give up their service, because we do not know how soon we will continue to have this opportunity. Because as far as I'm seeing, Lord, we know the time is getting narrow when all these things would be a thing of the past. And all that we have to stand on, Lord, is to stand on your word. So, Father, keep us faithful and help us all on this line to be faithful to you, come what may. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless.
Amen. Happy Sabbath to you, Sister Consonelli. Praise the Lord. God is truly good. He's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. It's a group effort here, each and everyone that joined with us and those that's hosting and those that speak. We are family and we all come together and work together. And without each and every one of you, it wouldn't be this prayer line. So, yes, praise the Lord for all that host, Sister Leola, Sister Stephanie, Sister Powell, and those that comes on to share and to testify of God's goodness, and the speaker, Brother Ricardo, and Brother Akeem James, and all the rest that comes in to speak, the Richardson family, and each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Truly a blessing to be here and to be in the land of the living. There's so much evil going on, and we know we're in the last days, and the devil has come down with wrath. Just reading about a 5-year-old twin that killed his brother, 5 years old, you know, fighting, and had a knife and fatally wounded his brother. It's like, wow, this is just, but this is what the Bible talks about. This is what's happening, and it's going to get worse and worse. So may the Lord have mercy upon us, that we will be, you know, under the banner of Jesus, that a wall of protection will be around us, our family, our children, those with grandchildren, that we will seek the Lord each and every day. And I just want to, Sister Verna, saying her name wrong. There's a sister that we used to come to the camp meeting in upstate New York. I seen her the other couple weeks ago when I was in North Carolina, Berlin, I believe. And I had spent some time with her, and she wants to say hi to everyone. So I'll go ahead and open the line for the next caller. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 838-206, Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy
Amen.
Sabbath, Sister Paula. I'm so happy to be here. Amen. This is Sister Tamika from Florida. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and thanks for bringing us through another week, keeping us safe and protected, giving us safe travel and mercy to and fro. I love the Lord, and I thank him for all he has done for me and my family, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he loves us all with an everlasting love. So I'm so grateful and happy to be here tonight with my beloved brothers and sisters. And I have a scripture I'd like to read as well, Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations. Amen. Amen. My sister, I have a song to sing, but if I don't have time, I do understand, but I do have a prayer request. I would like to ask a prayer for my mom. She's not feeling too well, my mom Darcy. She has a cold, and she wanted to come on the prayer line, but I said, Mom, my sisters will understand. So, you know, she says she sends love to everyone on the prayer line, and she sends love to you, Sister Carla. I told her you were hosting tonight. So she says, tell them I sent endless love to Sister Carla and her family. And I said, I will tell her. And we're praying also for Sister Powell and her precious Jews in Jamaica, Sister Stephanie, KJ, and Kaja, praying for Brother Eli. And I asked for prayer for Sister Pat. She's been praying for me as I have a new church out here in Orlando, Florida. I'm so grateful for the new SBA church, and she's been praying for me and my family. So I just wanted to lift Sister Pat up. And Sister Rosalyn and her family as well, and Sister Janine. So I do have a lot of prayer requests, but if I can maybe sing later, I greatly appreciate it. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for opening my life.
Yes, you can. You can go ahead and do it now, Sister Tamika.
Oh, thank you, Sister Carla. I appreciate that. Amen. Amen. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his love and care. And though my heart was weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along that narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along that narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Beautiful song. Thank you, Sister Tamika. Amen. We know that, love you too. We know that Jesus lives within our hearts. And the way that we know he lives within our heart is our action. Because if Jesus is in our heart, we'll do what he says. We'll do those things that he have done and do those things that he have tell us to do through his word and through the Holy Spirit. So may the Lord continue to live in our hearts and reign in our hearts. Amen. I'm going to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. 225-337, your line is now open. Is your line on mute, Sister Leola, 225-337? Okay.
Amen. I had a problem with my phone. Okay, good evening, my brothers and sisters. I want to thank you all for praying for my husband and I. We are back from Alabama. We are at home right now, and I just want to give God praise and thanks for his traveling mercy. And I just want to read the commandment, verse 8, and it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord our God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your man, male servant, or your maid servant, nor your cattle, nor your strangers that's within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all of them, little words, all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. It reads a little different. So I just want to thank God for his Sabbath. I want to thank him for this Friday night, a peaceful, a rest from our work, our labor. And now we can have this rest tonight to sleep and wake up in thanks, giving praise tomorrow. So, Sister Carl, I just want to thank you for your prayer. Thank the prayer line and all my brothers and sisters. May God bless and give all of us a Sabbath to remember to this one. When this one passed, we're going to praise him and glorify him. So thank you once again, Sister Carl, for being in my line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath, Sister Leola. Glad to know that you and your husband reach home safely. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And we know the commandments are written there so that we can remember. You know, if we meditate upon it, we read it, we memorize it, we will remember to do what the commandments, what the laws, the statute have. And the word of God has told us to do in our dealing with him and with our fellow human beings. So praise the Lord. Thank you again, Sister Leola. I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. 518-650. Your line is now open. I believe this is Sister Barnaby. Can you, I'm not sure if your line is on mute.
My line is not open. I don't hear muted.
Yes, yes. Your line is open, my sister. Yes, it is.
Yes, good evening to everyone. Happy Sabbath to all of my brethren. May God continue to bless you. I am so happy. I'm so excited. God is good to me. Tuesday evening, I went to the pantry, and I could not bring home all my food. So I see someone, and the person say, I'm going to help you to the bus stop. And God was so good. The person bring me right home with his little trolley and the bus and don't charge me nothing. I was so happy. I was so thankful. I would say, God, you still have good people in this world. Some people are so nice and so some are so mean, but you cannot take the mean one and cover it. You have to take all the nice ones and cover the mean ones. God is good. Please pray for me, special prayer for me and my family. I love the Lord and I want to walk with him all the way. I want him to bless me. I want him to control my thought, all my attitude and my take away all my unrighteousness. Wash me and cleanse me from every sin so that I can be ready when he comes to go home to reign with him. I don't want know if you want me to sing a song or you want me to pray.
Yeah. You can sing a song and pray, my dear sister, as the Holy Spirit moves. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, pure woman, changes me a living fire. While life dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Be darkness turned to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. Oh, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restrained my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, my faith look up to you, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, O God, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening on your holy Sabbath eve. Just to bless you and to tell you how thankful we are. Because you have kept us throughout the 6 days of toil and labor, Lord. It's not because we are good, but it's because of your blessing. And dear God, you gave us another chance so that we can make our wrongs right. Father, we give ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, O God. Lord, there is nothing we can do. All we can do is just call upon you, God, and say, Lord, here we are. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness, O God. Cleanse us from every stain of sin and make us into what you want us to be. Lord, we want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. So create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, dear God, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. Heavenly Father, you sit high and you look low. You see how unworthy we are and holy and done nothing good. But God, it's just because of your grace and your mercy where we are not consumed, because your compassion fail not. Lord, it is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you for being the God you are. You're the creator, you're the sustainer, you're the redeemer. Lord, you love us with an everlasting love. You wish above all things that all of us should prosper and be in good health. And you wish that none of us should perish, O God, because you want all of us to come to repentance. O God, hear our cry. Give ear to our word, O God. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Lord, be with our families, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters, O God. All our neighbors and our friends and all those who we come in contact with. God, you see what is going on all over the world, dear Father. Lord, there's nothing we can do. All we can do, God, is just cry to you and just lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Because all our help and all our strength come from you. You who made the heaven and the earth. Lord, you will not suffer our foot to be moved. You will keep us up, so you will not slumber. Behold, you don't slumber, you don't sleep, because you need us, O God, to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. Heavenly Father, we give ourselves to you, God. Please have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy, O God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Heavenly Father. Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. We need you. Oh, God, we need healing, Lord. Heavenly Father, we need healing, oh, God. We need cleansing. We need purging. We need sanctification, Jesus. Please, God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, oh, God. We need you, Father. Please, touch us. Anoint us. Cleanse us. Purify us, oh, God, and create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you. We praise you. We exalt you. We lift you up and we give you thanks, O God, for all your many, many blessings. Lord, you are so good to us. You are more than words can explain, dear Jesus. You are more than worthy to be praised, O God. Lord, sometimes our body is not what we want it to be. But, O God, you know you have made us into your likeness, O God, and you have blown the breath of life into our nostrils, and we become a living soul. So please, God, do not cast us away. Do not go far from us, O God, but just touch us and heal us and cleanse us and purify us, O God, and create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. Heavenly Father, let your mercy and your grace take full control of our life, O God. Rule us and mold us and cleanse us, Jesus, because we need you, Jesus. We need your coming is near, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to get rid of self and to get rid of sin and to get rid of unrighteousness. And, oh, God, to come closer and closer to you so that you can pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and cleanse us, oh, God. Have your way, dear God. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray and I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. Thank you for joining us also. Thank you for the prayer, the song, and just your presence here on the prayer line. And I hear the joy in your voice as we know how God is blessing you and taking care of you and providing for you and even providing others to help you through this journey that we're all on. God has made provision for us, and we know not sometimes, and we just have to give him thanks and praise and glory and honor, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. So this Brother Ricardo will be coming on soon, so I'm just probably have time to open up one more line. So again, we will keep everyone in prayer. Brother Eli, Sister Tymika's prayer, Sister Brenda, Brother John, and each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Those spoken, unspoken requests is also those that are joining us via the internet from China, from Japan, from the Netherlands, from Canada, and also the different parts of the United States and the Caribbean. We just want to welcome you. 931-332, good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Hi, Sister Carla. Hi to everyone. Brother Ella Richardson from Tennessee. Hope all is doing well, and it's nice to meet and greet and to share the good news of encouragement to each and every one of us. You know, time is truly winding down, folks. Time is truly coming to an end. You know, we have to understand that just I'm giving a word of encouragement to all of us that what we have to do, we got to do it quickly because time is no longer. And even as Paul in Romans 13:11 said, and knowing the time, now it is high time that we awake out of sleep. Sleep. And when we look at that text, sleeping, we go back to Matthew 25 of the virgins that were asleep. And how can we be asleep as God's people in these last days when we are not praying enough, when we are not fasting, when we are not studying and searching scriptures in depth, when we are not in aggressive evangelism, when we are not provoking the brethren unto love and good works, when we are just, you know, just being laodicical in our condition and think that we're all right. That is to be asleep. But we know it's no time to be sleeping, brethren and sisters. It's time that we trim our lamps, trim it. And when I said that song, said, let every lamp be burning bright. The darkest hour of earth's long night is about to break the time of trouble. And we must here and now need an experience with Christ that we need to go down in sackcloth and in ashes. And when I say sackcloth and in ashes, it means that we got to go down and in serious searching and seeking after God, asking God to search our hearts and know our ways and our thoughts. And as I close up on this note, you know, I thank God for this country property. You know, my land is extended to a little hill going up. And I just went up there. I went up there and I had my Moses rod. I had my Moses rod and I went up there. And as a matter of fact, from my house to going up there, it takes me about 5 to 6 minutes to reach up there. So it's kind of like really far up on the hill. And I was praying. I was praying to the Lord. There's no houses at the back there in miles. There's no houses on the left, no houses on the right, no houses at the back. And, of course, I am way up on the hill, and I'm praying. I say, Lord, Lord, I talk with the Lord, and I prayed. And I always believe that God someday, before Jesus comes, is going to reveal himself in such power as I always ask him to. You know, and I believe that, you know, we got to trust God. He's the same God yesterday, the same God today, and the same God forevermore. And while I was praying, brethren, while I was praying and lifting up my heart to the Lord impressed my heart right there. You see, that's the way how the Lord speaks to us. Until unless we go into our chambers, until we take those holy walks, until we go and spend quality time with God, spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation and meditation and wrestling with God. There and then, while I was praying, brethren, while I was praying, and right where I went to pray there, my sister-in-law was to put a house up there. She cleared the land, a lot of trees, so it's a big open space. And she never followed you to want anymore to put any house up there. And while I was praying, the Lord immediately impressed my heart in saying, and that's how the Lord speaks to me, make this place a place where people can come and pray and fellowship, not to have church now, but to come and to pray and make it a place where we can have that upper room, so to speak. That's the word, that upper room experience. And I said, okay, Lord, you tell me to make a place up here and set it up. And immediately, and I will close, immediately, I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then he said, build something up here. Build something. And immediately I started to think about Noah. I said, Lord, what do you want me to build? He said, build a huge place up here, upstairs and downstairs, place where it can be a place where people can come and have pray and even to have where we can have camp meetings and all these things. And all of a sudden, I just dropped my rod, and I didn't have no measuring tape. I just started to take one footstep, measure it as a foot. And I said, Lord, he said 60 feet by 43. 60 by 43. I said, wow, that's a big, upstairs and downstairs. And I started to do that. I walk all around, and I had some wood up there, and I just put it around and measured up. And I said, Lord, well, this is where this place is going to be. And brothers and sisters, I'm saying the Lord wants to speak to us. And until and unless we go in our prayer closet and spend some time with the Lord, with his holy walks that we need to walk and go into, and that's why God brought us to the country, so we can get away from all the hustle and the hassle and to spend that time, secret time with God. I pray that we all will be faithful in trusting and committing our lives to the Lord. Let us all be faithful. Thank you. God bless. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my life.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Elder Richardson, could you just give us a quick prayer, please?
All right. Let us pray. For those who can kneel, it would be preferable. Come, let us bow down. Let us kneel before our Maker. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful for your blessings and your mercies towards us, even at this moment of time, Lord, and your holy Sabbath day of rest and gladness. Oh, Lord, you are such a God that is worthy to be praised, worthy to be worshipped, worthy to be honored, worthy to be magnified and to be glorified. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all your goodness and your love and your mercies towards us, for bringing us through another week, Lord, and blessing us, Lord, with all good things, oh, Father, and bringing us in on this Advent prayer line, Lord, gathering. Father, I pray for each and every head, each and every family, each and every one that is on this line here tonight. I'm praying, Lord, for your blessing, your impression of your Holy Spirit, Lord, upon each and every heart, even those that have given testimonies and prayer, dear God, and scriptures that they have read. Oh, Lord, I pray your blessing upon each and every one. Father, I pray for all those that are asking for prayer for family and friends. I pray, Lord, more so for your mighty power of your Holy Spirit upon each and every one in a special way. Thank you, Lord, for all what you have been to us and for us, Lord. And may we love you and serve you and worship you, Lord God, all the days of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one that are making it possible, Lord, to come on this prayer line each and every day, Lord, whereby we can encourage each other, Lord, unto love and good works. I pray for the speaker, Lord, Brother Ricardo, that you will speak by him, to him, for him, hide him behind the cross, Lord. And, Lord, let your name be exalted, let your name be praised, and let your name be glorified. And as we wait upon a word, Lord, may we receive it with joy and gladness. And we thank you, we praise you, for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for coming on and sharing, and also for the prayer and your testimony. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family, Sister Richardson, and your family. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Brothers and sisters, if you did not get a chance to share because of time, please join us Sunday at the same time, 7 p.m. We are on Sunday, last day event on Sunday, and on Thursday, health reform, and also here bringing in the Sabbath Friday evening, Saturday. Friday night, Saturday evening, bringing in the Sabbath. So praise the Lord. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And what a blessing, as Elder Richardson was sharing, because I've been there to their house. And all around, it's kind of, you know, level out. But he has that mountain right behind him. And that is so awesome that the Lord will speak to him about doing something on that mountain, to have a mountaintop experience and for gathering and for prayer. So what a blessing. So thank you again for sharing, Elder Richardson. I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Good evening and happy Sabbath, Brother Ricardo.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath. Thank you so much for hopping in my line. Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I hope and trust that you all are doing well by God's grace, in spite of what some of us may go through. Just remember, this day is our thanksgiving to our God. Amen. Because we are alive and we can spend time with God. And whatever you are going through today, we can take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. So says it through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way, Advent light. So, beloved, if the enemy buff us and do all kind of stuff to us, now we can come and sit at Jesus' feet. Amen. And to eat of the bread that is coming from heaven bakery. Amen. Fresh. Amen. So, beloved, the title for this evening, A Call to Repentance. A Call to Repentance. Jesus is coming. And a lot of us, we are tired and sick and tired of this life. Tired and sick and tired of sin. Tired and sick of tired of sickness. But, beloved, we all can make it. But Jesus give us the roadmap. His GPS, which is his word, that's going to prepare us so we can meet our God. Amen. Because he promised us he will give us a new body, a new name. Amen. So we will not experience all of these things. Amen, beloved. No more tiredness. No more worryness. Amen. So hold fast. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. Jesus is coming. So remember, a call to repentance. So let us go into it. Please silently pray for me. Please have your notepad and your writing instrument to take notes. Father in heaven, we come before your presence, Lord. If I offended you any way by words, deeds, thoughts, or action, by a conversation, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Cleanse us all from our sins and forgive us of our sins, O God. Let the blood of Jesus Christ run through our vein, our mind, Lord, and to cleanse us. Eradicate sin out of our heart, out of our mind, oh God. Help each and every one of us in the hearing of my voice to come up a little higher. And Lord, as you giving me the privilege again to speak to your people, let me not be seen nor heard or be lifted up, but Christ will be heard as seen, and his words be uplifted and his words be exalted. So now, Father, I'm asking you for the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is our teacher, who will guide our mind and our hearts into your truths, and our life will be transformed by the brightness of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, beloved, a call to repentance. The message is, the title is A Call to Repentance. This evening, we're going to go look at repentance. Amen. So, beloved, so I'm going to look at Hosea, not Isaiah, Hosea, H-O-S-E-A, Hosea, Chapter 10, verse 12. I wait for you. Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12. Please go to your verses. Go to your Bible. Look on the page. Don't let no one deceive you. Don't take no man word in these last days. Make sure whatever this man or woman is saying, make sure they are speaking, thus say the Lord. Amen? if what they are speaking, if there is no light in it, if what they are speaking, sorry, and if it's not according to the word of God, there is no light in it, amen? So you know when you come to Advent Light, you're going to get the light of Jesus, amen? The revelation of Jesus to shine in your soul, to eradicate worriness, sadness, pain, and suffering, and loneliness. When you come to Advent Light, just know, beloved, you are coming empty, but you are leaving filled with Jesus Christ and Him crucified, amen? So let me give you Jesus. Come on. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. It reads, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. So now, we're going to use this verse. Remember, we are talking about repentance, right? A call to repentance. So now, we're going to use this scripture to lay a foundation. There's a lot of revelation in this verse. We're going to read it slowly, amen, so we do not miss the blessing. All right, Bible say again, come again, sow to yourself in righteousness. You see, I come right there, right? Reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. So we want to look at these right here. It says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. So now, look at this now, beloved. The Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness. What does it mean to sow? Sow what? Go with me to Luke chapter 8. Remember, we are breaking now. We're going to lay a foundation with this verse. God is saying something to us in this verse right here. One verse, but it's a lot of revelation. When we understand this, we will understand the message that God is trying to help us to understand through a call to repentance. Amen? We don't want to say, we don't want to repent, but we want our repentance to be true and genuine. Amen? And sincere, so God can hear our prayer. Amen? So now the Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness. Question, what does it mean to sow in righteousness? What is this righteousness? What am I going to sow? Because remember, there is no righteousness in you and I, right? Go with me to Luke 8, 11. A quote from my mind now. So Jesus said, the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. So what do you do with a seed, beloved? You plant it, right? Or we call it, you sow in the seed, amen? So the Bible, watch this now. I want you to catch it. I'm going slow. Sow to yourself, yourself. In what? Righteousness. The word of God is what? Righteousness. Because remember now, the seed is the word of God, right? You and I, we are what? Carnal and soul under sin. Are you with me? So now, God wants us to put the word in our mind. When the word of God is germinate in the heart, now you're going to have the righteousness of who? Jesus. Now the Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness. What are you going to sow to yourself? What I'm going to sow to myself? The seed. What is the seed? The word of God. Watch this now. The Bible says again, sow to yourself in righteousness, right? I ask the question, what does it mean to sow? What can I sow? What am I going to sow? What are we going to sow? Luke 8, 11 again, Jesus said the parable is this, the seed, S-E-E-D, the seed is the word of God. Amen? No, let us go one more step now. Go with me to Luke. We are in Luke still. We're coming back to Hosea. Are we going to break this down? We're laying a foundation. Are you with me, beloved? Go with me to Luke chapter 8, verse 5 to 8. Luke, let me go there right quick. Luke chapter 8, verse 5 to 8. And it's read, listen now, beloved. A sower, remember again, we are using the Bible. Amen. Let the Bible don't need an interpreter. Amen. I'm just a guide. Amen. Watch this now. A sower went forth. I'm reading Luke chapter 8, verse 5 to 8. Now, verse 5 said, a sower went out to sow his seed. Remember now, we give the clarification of Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Jesus said, the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Are you with me? So now you understand what you are reading. Amen? A sower went out to sow his seed, his word, I could say, as he sowed. Some seed fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the ear devoured it. Verse 6, some fell upon a rock, And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Now, the seed, where you put the seed in the ground represents you and I, mine. Are you with me? We'll come in there because remember the Bible said, break up your fallow ground. We're going to get clear, beloved. Bear with me now. Are you with me? Verse 7 now. Some fell among thorns, and the thorn sprung up with it and choked it. What they do? They choke the seed, choke the word. The things, the pressure of this life can choke the little study, the little Bible study, the little devotion that you have, your prayer life. So you cannot allow the things of this life get the best of you, tear you down. What are you going to do? You're going to choke the word. Are you going to be unfruitful? Are you with me? Are you going to be malnourished? Are you lack moisture? Watch this now. Verse 8 now, and others fell on good ground. We're coming back to this word, right? Good ground. We're going to come back to Luke chapter 8, verse 8. Remember, and others fell on good ground and sprung up and bear fruit in hundredfold. And when he had said this, and when he had said these things, he cried, he that had an ear, let him hear. Right? So now, what does it mean to sow now? We are sowing the seed. What is the seed? The word of God. Go back with me to Isaiah now. Go back with me to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. Now you understand this little part right here. The Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness. There's no righteousness in you and I. So now, the word of God, it is what? Righteousness. So when you are sowing the word of God, where you are meditating, memorizing, you are adopting, you are partaking of Jesus Christ's character. Because the seed, the word of God, is going to transform you. Are you with me? So to yourself in righteousness, reap in what? Mercy. This is the first one. When you and I come to God and acknowledge our sin and repent, God's going to show us what? Mercy. Right? And now when he shows us mercy, what we're going to do, we're going to break up the fallow ground. But before I go there, I'm not going to give it to you yet. Hold on. Reaping mercy. What does it mean to reap in mercy? How can I obtain this mercy? Because watch this. Sow to yourself in righteousness. God is giving you an illustration with agriculture. Are you with me? Giving you physical agriculture, but also giving you a spiritual application out of this. I want you to catch it. The Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness. I'm a farmer anyway, so God just giving me this breakdown. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Pause. Reap in mercy. How can I reap in mercy? Go with me to Hebrews 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I'm giving you Bible, beloved. You know, when you come on Advent light, we're going to give you light for your feet. Amen. So, beloved, when you go through the week, beloved, you have enough scripture can encourage you, can uplift your spirit. Amen. So you can have true repentance in these last days. Amen. Amen. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. It reads, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without what? Sin. Remember the title? A call to what? Repentance. Amen. Verse 16 now. Key. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Some of us, beloved, we cannot come to God with open sin, with known sin, boldly before the throne of God. He will not hear us. Are you with me? So that's why we're dealing with the issue of repentance. We're going to go deep, but this is the foundation we are laying. Are you with me? Verse 16 again. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy and find grace in help in time of what? Need. In time of need of what? Repentance. When you see your need for true repentance, God will show you what? Mercy. What a mighty God you say. So now repentance, you are confessing and also you want to forsake it by the help of the Holy Spirit. Watch this now. Because if we're not going to repent, God says, if you refuse to repent, you will not find mercy and you will not prosper. Watch this now. One more step. We're looking at mercy. One more step. Then we'll go to break up your fallow ground. Then we're gonna give you the old, come to the conclusion of this foundation right here. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 28, beloved. Verse 13, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Go to your Bible, beloved. Please go to your Bible. Amen. This is how you're going to grow. Go to your Bible. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Remember, reaping mercy. We want to know how we can obtain this mercy. Watch it now. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. The word cover, we're going to come to this because when we go to break up your fallow ground, now you're going to understand more in depth and in details what does it mean to sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, going to set the stage, beloved, so we can receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit without measure when we repent of our sin. Because do you know that true repentance brings true conversion? And so when the refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, we will receive the outpouring of the latter rain, the Holy Spirit without measure, because we are repenting, we are forsaking the sin that easy, what? Beset each and every one of us on a what? Daily basis. Are you with me, beloved? There is hope. Amen. Let us come back again. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sin shall not what? Prosper, mercy, but whoso, watch this now, but whoso confess it and forsake them shall what? Have what? Mercy. In time of need of repentance, in time of need of godly sorrow, because God realized that at that life we are tired and sick and tired of the sin that easily beset us. We are tired of making mistakes because we are longing to be like Jesus in character, in deeds, and in action. So Jesus see that we are burdened down and we want to be set free and be delivered and have victory over sin. But until we have true godly sorrow for sin, he will remove that burden and give us a lighter experience, and we can be like Jesus in both deeds, action, and character. Are you with me, beloved? This is a time, a call for repentance. Now go back with me, beloved. Go back with me to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. Beloved, the bread of God is sweet. Let me calm down. Sweet, beloved. Go back with me to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. The Bible says, now, sow to yourself in righteousness. Remember now, what does it mean to sow? There's nothing in us, no righteousness in us. We know Jesus said the word is, the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Right? When you have this longing and you confessing, right, God will show you mercy. But in order for you and I not to go back to the sin, no, you need to sow something in the heart, in the mind, the seed. So the seed can uproot the thorn. The seed can uproot the garbage, the things that easily beset us and separate us from our God. Are you with me, beloved? Does these things make sense? Say amen to our God. Amen. So, beloved, when we find mercy from God, when we obtain the mercy, now we can be pure and stay clean. We have to sow the seed, the word of God in the mind. Memorize it, beloved. Are you with me, beloved? So it can keep us fresh and pure in God's sight. So God can say, this is my children, Advent Light. They are righteous in my sight. Even though God said, but you think I am righteous, there is nothing good in me. I am see that I am, when I realize and I look at myself, I am filthy, wretched. But God see that you are working on your soul salvation with fear and trembling. Are you with me? Not carelessly. Carelessly. Now, watch this now. Go back with me now. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. We understand, right? Break up your fallow ground. What does this mean? In the island, some of us come from the island, when the grandma and the old grandfather say, boy, girl, you got to break up your fallow ground. In other words, they say you got to change your way, right? Break up the fallow ground. Now, we're going to use agriculture. Those of you who do planting in the country, you know about the planting. When you go out there in the field, and you want to go plant some pop chow and callaloo and cauliflower and broccoli and potato and tomato, you're gonna observe the ground, right? You want to find the area that is really soft, no stone. But even though when you're gonna dig up, you're gonna start dig the ground, right? Why are you digging the ground? Because the surface is hard. The ground is representing the mind. So in order for God to prepare us for the seed to go in the ground, God had to remove the thorns, the stone, the rubbles out of the ground, out of the soil, so the soil can become soft, easy to work with. Are you with me? Now watch this. We're going to give you a Bible. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You have to get this first. When you get this, then we can say, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and what? Rain righteousness upon you. Watch this now. What does it mean to break up your fallow ground? Break up what? Let me just give you some ideas. We're losing agriculture. Are you with me? To get a spiritual application. Are you with me? Understanding. Revelation. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 24. Isaiah, beloved. Isaiah chapter 28. We're going to use some Bible. Amen. Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28, verse 24. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 24. Watch this now. It read, the plowman plow all day to sow. The Bible is asking you a question. So now, what does the Bible say, beloved? Sow to yourself in righteousness, reaping mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time. So there is a time for repentance. There is a time that we need to separate from sin, because God about to go pour out his Holy Spirit on us. Are you with me? So there is a time. Nobody's going to be out there. No farmer's going to be out there all day, because even the workers, they're going to get weary and drowsy. Amen. And tired. But there is a time. I want you to catch the revelation. There is a time that we need to break up the ground, dig up the ground, plow the ground. Are you with me? Watch this now. Let us read again. Let us read Bible. Get this, beloved. It's deep. I'm taking my time. The plowman plow all day to sow the seed. Remember, sow to yourself the seed. The plowman plow all day. Don't he open and break the clods of the ground? It asks you two questions. This verse is God is asking us a question. No, nobody breaking up the soil all day. No. There's a time that you're going to break up the soil to prepare the soil. Are you with me? For the seed. And when you put in the seed, what is the last thing that you're going to do? You're going to bury the seed. The last thing you're going to do, what? You're going to water it. Who bring the increase? God. God bring the transformation. Are you with me? Watch this now, beloved. Are you with me, beloved? Are we clear? All right, now, can we move on? All right, we can move on. All right, now go with me to Isaiah 48, verse 8. Beloved, this is powerful. Please, remember, a call to repentance. This is the foundation for where we are going. Amen? Isaiah 48, verse 8. I got the right one. Let's see what Isaiah 48, this one says. I read the wrong one. I have it in my... Okay, let us move on, beloved. I have the wrong verse. Mercy. Isaiah 48, verse 8. That's not the one I want. Okay, now. Let us go to another one, then. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. A lot of us, we are familiar with this one. This verse, they want to give you. This was... Mercy. Yes, but nevertheless, let us move on. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Remember, we are looking at break up your fallow ground. To break up the ground, you are changing the cycle or the texture of the ground, right? The soil, right? Because you want to use it. Are you with me? You are preparing the soil for what? For the seed. Are you with me? Watch this now. We know this one. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted. So what you are doing, you are breaking up the soil. You are converting the soil from hardness, from rocky, from thorny, to soft, to have moisture, so you can deal with it. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Lifestyle change. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sin, that the condition of the ground will change, that your sins may blot it out. When the time of what? Refreshing. So you are digging up the ground. So when you dig up the ground and move all of the rubble, all of the stones and all of the rocks and all of these things, that's going to hinder the tree, the roots. What you are doing? So you are trying to refresh in the soil. Watch this now, the mind. When the time of refreshing, the water, the Holy Spirit, when the time of refreshing, have you ever thirsted before, beloved? Have you drink some water, you just cool your thirst, quench your thirst. Are you with me? Watch this now. When the time of refreshing shall come from the womb, the presence of the Lord. So true repentance bring what? Convergence. Now go back with me to Isaiah chapter 10 now. We're going to read it. Watch this now. Isaiah, why are we digging up the ground? Why are we digging up the soil? Remember, I tell you, Acts chapter 8, verse 8. We're going back there now. We're going to read Isaiah now one more time. And Acts chapter 8, verse 8. Go back with me to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Lord have mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Why are you going to break up the fallow ground? Because you're going to plant. You're going to do some agriculture, right? If that ground is hard, that means it is lacking moisture. So why we need to repent? Because true repentance can keep us and God close. When we refuse to repent, we break that channel. And because God is life, and where there is life, there is warmth. There is hope. There is breathing. There is life in your nostrils. But when we're departed from the living God, what we're going to do? We're going to dry it up. We're going to wither away. So that's what we are digging up the ground. And now you're going to what? Rain righteousness. The water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. I want you to get it. You are breaking up the ground. You are changing the texture, the soil. Because it is hard. If the soil is hard, what is it is lacking? I want to know what the soil is lacking. Luke chapter 8, verse 8. And other fell on good ground. No, it's verse 6. I'm sorry. Luke chapter 8, verse 6. And some fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away. Why it withered away? Because you don't have good ground. You never break up the soil. You just show the seed out there. And it's not, you don't have the soft soil. Watch this now. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, withered away because it lacked moisture. We never made the necessary preparation to repent of our sin, to prepare the mind, so the word of God can find room in the mind, in the soil. So now, watch this now. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, Advent light. For it is time now for the water. Watch this now. For the rain. For the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. For sealing time. For it is time to seek the Lord when we already repent. When we make our calling and election sure. When we turn away from iniquity. For it is time to the Lord, search for him while he is near. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. This is the refreshing that's going to come from the presence of the Lord. The Lord has blessed you. Lord, this is life. There is hope for you and I. Now, let us move on, beloved. We lay that foundation. Amen? Solid. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. We are familiar with this one. So now the Bible, the God just show us now, lay a foundation with the scripture. Are you with me? Give us the agriculture. Teach us how to farm it. Amen. So all of us know how to farm. All of us know how to go plant a seed. Amen. Dig up the ground and all of these preparations. Amen. Simple. Amen. 1, 2, 3. Move on. Let's move on. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. If my people, in other words, if my people break up their fallow ground, watch this. If my people, which are called by my name, remember, we're going to seek the Lord. We can't seek the Lord. We can't come before the throne of grace with sin in our life. But God said, no, if my people, we already get the picture now, because we already break up our fallow ground, we already see our need for repentance, and we obtain the mercy from God's throne. Amen? So we sow in the seed, the word of God in the mind. Amen? So there is going to be a time if we continue on this journey, the time is coming when God's going to rain his righteousness upon who? You and I. Are you with me, Advent Light? So there is hope, amen? Look here, how wretched you are, if you follow this step, follow your God, seek him each and every day, amen? There is hope. If my people now, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, meaning sin, repent, and turn from their sin, turn from their wicked ways, and then will I hear from heaven. The rain is coming from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land, heal their soul. The word of God is going to heal our soul. Now, the Bible says we must turn. Question for you, Advent Light. What shall we all turn from? Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 to 12. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Now we're on our journey now. Amen. Deuteronomy. I ask the question. The Bible is our answer. Amen. What shall we all turn from? Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 to 12. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 to 12. The Bible said, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times. This is the thing that God said we must turn from our wicked ways, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer. Or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, for all that do these things are an abomination unto who? The Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God drive them out from before thee. Now, the Bible just said a lot right here. This is a lot of revelation. God is saying a lot, beloved. So the Bible said, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. I'm going to show you a lot of these things we are Christians, we are doing. You may be not doing it, but you are following some of these entertainers who are in these things. And we are indulging in their sins. Watch this now. We want to break down these words. The Bible, the first one is saying, or that use divination. What does the word divination mean? Divination means is a call to repentance. Amen? A call to repentance. Divination means the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. God said, if my people which are called by my name shall what? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. So God is calling us to what? Repent of our sins before he comes. Another one say observer of times. What does the word observer of times mean? Looking into the future, etc. Many Christians today, beloved, because we are so anxious, we want to know what's going to happen down the road regarding our future. We go to these widgets, we go to these people, New Age movement, Nick, all of this stuff people are doing today. Tarot cards, bathed in blood, herb blood, going to witch doctor, bush doctor, and all of these things. God said we must turn from our wicked ways and seek him. Another one say enchanter. What does the word enchanter mean? A person who uses magic or sorcery, especially to put someone or something under a spell. Like a Christian is doing it. I don't like that lady over there. I don't like where you speak. Watch me and you. This is what Christian is doing in the church. But God said, turn him, turn him. Why shall you die out of Advent life? Turn because Jesus is coming. Turn because probation about to close and each and every one of us turn because your name is about to come up in judgment at the judgment bar of God. Turn because when Jesus put you before his throne and you're going to weigh in the balance and found wanting and you're going to say, tie that man, tie that woman, cast him out, cast on hold out of my sight because they have done iniquity. They have oppressed and do evil in my sight and do wickedness to my people. And many Christians, they are suffering because of these things. Turn from your wicked ways. God said we must turn. An enchanter, a person who uses magic or sorcery, especially to put someone or something under a spell. A witch, Lord have mercy. God says, suffer not a witch to live. A witch, what does a witch mean? A person thought to have magic powers, especially evil ones. Popularly speak as a woman wearing a black cloth or pointing hat and flying on a broomstick. We hear about all these things. A charmer. We're looking at Deuteronomy. We're looking at Deuteronomy still. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 to 12. Amen? A charmer. What does a charmer mean? A person with an attractive and engaging personality. Typically one who uses this to impress or manipulate others. In other words, people may come up to you, this go happened to you 5 years ago and this is going to happen to you in the future. You better rebuke them. So I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ against you, Satan. Take your flight and leave. We as Christians, the blood of Jesus Christ is available for each and every one of us. We must use it because the spirit, these witch and these wizards, beloved, these people, they're afraid of the word of God. They are afraid when you call on Jesus' name. They are afraid when you say the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is against you. Take your flight. For God has given me power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes I shall see the reward of the wicked. And if you don't turn, my brother, if you don't turn, my sister, God's going to light this fire in the midst of you. And you're going to burn with Satan and his angels. But God loves you still. He warning you. He using me to tell you, you better repent of your sins right now. Many in the conference church, they don't like the preacher. They get rid of him, cause his parents, his children to get sick, children die, children know he won't walk with God anymore because the preacher preached too strong in the church. You're right to conference, get rid of him, conference the one, get rid of him. You go to the holy man or whatever, and we do these things. These are the things that's going on into the church. But I'm a man. I am a man in the wilderness, crying in the wilderness, making the Lord, the way of the Lord, straight Advent light. You know I love you. You know I'm going to tell you the truth because the day is coming when Jesus, I'm going to stand before him. And I said, Lord, I have declared your righteousness before your congregation. And Jesus is going to say, the blood is not on your hands. You have done all that I have said unto thee. So pray for me, amen. Pray for me. Now, one more step, beloved. Consult her with familiar spirits. A familiar spirit is any demonic assignment that survey and studies people. You call these things familiar spirits or monitoring spirits. Consulter with familiar spirits. When you go to this consultor, they're consulting spirits, calling up the spirits or whatever. It's a demon who are watching you because Satan, they study us. Satan know the weakness that you have. So these demons, they study us. And so you go to these people and they start to tell you your future. Beloved, Satan don't know the future. It's the things that you have done in the past, they use it against you. And they tell you things in the future. So because you accept it, You must renounce it. You must reject it. You must cancel it in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Are you with me, beloved? We have the weapon, God says, for the weapon of our warfare and not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, pulling down those thoughts, pulling down those fairy darts, pulling down these conversations that they try to bring in our lives. Say, your husband going to fall, going to meet in accident. That is not my husband's destiny. That is not my children's destiny. I revoke it. I cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. We got to use the weapon. The weapon of our warfare advent life is not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and bringing every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. We are a powerful people. Jesus said, I give you power over serpents and scorpions. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. No power unhurt. None of Satan, the strongest demon, shall flee. When the weakest Christians go on their knees, Advent lives, we must talk about the power that God has given unto us. We must use it. We are not a whip. We must stand up, hold up your head, and know that you serve a mighty God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's on the throne today. We are told that we must not be ignorant according to Satan's devices. We must stand up for Jesus. Amen. We are royalty. You are kings and queens. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for the authority that he's given unto you. He said, I give you power over all manner of disease and sicknesses. We have power because we are not claiming the authority that Jesus has given unto us. When we pray for this thing, nothing happens. Doubt. The Bible said, take heed therefore, Advent life. If there be for any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, we must claim the authority because Jesus is a man of authority. When he speaks, beloved, demon trembles. Jesus, you come to destroy us. Let us alone. Thou art the Son of God. Jesus said, be quiet. Come out of him, unclean spirit. We have power, beloved, because of sin degraded us so much. We need to come up a little higher because God said, Advent light, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things, things you know nothing of. Sin fill our life, fill our soul, fill our dwelling. Jesus calling us to repent so you can come up a little higher, so he can show you the accursed things in your life. So you open up your spiritual eye, open up your mind so you can discern spiritual things. Amen. Jesus love you, beloved. Now, wizard, a man who has magical powers, one skill in magic, sorcery, a very clever or skillful person. The last one said necromancer, the art or practice of calling up spirits of the dead for magical purposes, etc. Many people, that's big among many Christians. They say, oh, my grandma in heaven. That's spiritualism, beloved. Grandma looking down and looking in heaven. No. You continue to do that, beloved. A demon is going to appear to you in the form of your grandma. Smell like her, look like her, speak like her, smile like her, stand up like her, and do all of these things, beloved. We need to preach all of the message that God gave unto us. Amen? A call to repentance. So now, beloved, why are many people turning to witchcraft? Why? New Age movement, many people. Because many people are saying that God don't hear. It's because of our iniquity, turn us away from our God. God don't turn away from us because of our sins. I want to know why. Why are many people turning to witchcraft? I want to know, beloved. Amen? We want to know. Go with me to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. 1 Samuel. Chapter 15, verse 23. His Bible says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Why is the reason many are going to a charmer, a consultor with family spirit, a wizard, a necromancer? Why are many God people going to these things? People with divination, observer of time, enchanter, and a witch? Because rebellion. What is found in God's people first? Rebellion. So if you have rebellion in your heart, what are you going to turn to? Listen to the Bible. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Are you hearing this, beloved? Why many go to witchcraft? For rebellion is in the heart. So that's how we must break up the hollow ground. What is in your closet? What skeleton is there? A time to repentance. No surface repentance. Deep repentance. Amen? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness. Why some of us go to these things? Want to do our own thing? Walking in the sparks of our own kindling? Stubbornness. Stiff neck. And stubbornness is as iniquity, non-sin, and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the Lord, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. When we go the extra mile to do these things, God already rejected you. You already rejected God's word first, and he rejected you. And he said, because you do this, I will reject your children. And so because of that, your children are going to be vagabond. Beloved, a call to repentance. Amen? Now, question again, beloved. What is the problem with God's people today? What is the problem with us? What is the problem with us? Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 33. Second Chronicles, beloved. A call to repentance, amen? A call to repentance, beloved. Second Chronicles, chapter 33, verse 1 to 3. Listen to Manasseh. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Pause right there. Don't move too fast as to miss the blessing. Remember, the message is, the title is a call to what? Repentance. Why many go to witchcraft? Because rebellion is in their heart, and also they are stubborn. Right? We're going to give you some example. But that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abomination of the Eden. So who do these practices? The Eden nation. The Eden nation go to the charmer, the consultant with familiar spirits, wizard, necromancer, observer of times, enchanter, witch, divinations. The Eden nation do these things. And when Christians are doing these things, we are following the Eden nation. And we become a bunch of heathen. Listen to what Bible said. But did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the Eden, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down. And he reared up altars for Balaam, sun worship, and made groves, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served them. What he did? Worship all the hosts of heaven. Not the creator. Not Jehovah God. Not the God of Israel. Not the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. But all the God. One more step. Look at verse 5 and 6. Look at verse 5 and 6. And he built altar for all the hosts of heaven in two courts of the hosts of the Lord. And he cast his children to pass through the fire in the valley. This is the God of Moloch, of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times. Remember, observer of times. Listen, this is Manasseh. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dwelt with what? Familiar spirits. And with what? Wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord. So everyone who practiced this, they are doing what? Evil in the what? The sight of God. And we must repent. We must discard of all of these things if we are doing them. And if we are sleeping around in the church, if we are stealing the money in the church, if we are doing all of these things, beloved, if we are tearing down each other,
Beloved, we must turn from our wicked ways. We must repent of our sins. Turn ye, Advent life. Why shall you die? Some of us, we are selfish, all about self. We must repent and turn from the wicked ways. We must go to Calvary every day and learn of Christ. Stay there. Don't move from Calvary until your life is changed, until you understand the crucifixion of Jesus, until you understand the suffering of Jesus Christ. When you go to Calvary, you will realize that you are destroying Jesus, the body. You are destroying the body of Christ. Because if you say you are Christian and we are doing these things, woe unto us. We must go back to Calvary. Stay there. Watch every scene. We are told we must spend a thoughtful hour and grasp every scene until it melts your heart, until you cry, until you break, God breaks you down with revelation. And when you are reading, read it powerfully, Advent life, and your life will change, and you will see a wretched and wicked man, wicked woman you are, and you will cry out, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, save me. I repent of my sins. All these years I'm going to church, but I'm a mocker, mocking you. I'm a time waster going to church. I'm a bench warmer going to church. I'm a criticizer going to church. Save me, Lord. Save me. I repent of my sins. Turn ye. Why shall you die, O Advent life? God have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but you must turn. Turn ye. We must turn. Amen. We must turn from our wicked ways because Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming. He's coming, beloved. I must turn too. Because when I look at myself, the more I try to come up higher, the more I feel unworthy, the more I feel like I'm lost. I say, Lord, where are you? Nothing but thick darkness around me. But the more we pray, the more we pierce, the more we persevere, we are told that our prayer can pierce through the darkness. And we can see a blink of light, a glimpse of Jesus. And we fill our heart with the light of his revelation of the life. We need light for our soul so Jesus can light you up in these last days. We need light. When you have light, the absence of light is darkness. But when you have light, light brings warmth to your soul, peace to your soul, beloved. When you don't have no light, you are cold. You don't have, you are not hot. But when you have light, you have peace. When you have light, you have life. When you have light, you have hope. Amen. We need Jesus because he is our life. He is our, he give us warmth. Amen. He can change our wicked, evil heart. We must be sincere and hoping and genuine with God. Come clean to your God. Come clean. Come clean. When the leopard walking around, they say, unclean, unclean. We must say, God, I am unclean, unclean. Jesus, I'm clean, unclean. Cleanse me. Unclean, unclean. We must be unclean because we are filthy. When you acknowledge your sin, when you acknowledge your need for a Savior, when he hear you cry, Jesus Christ, Son of David, mercy upon me. When the people say, be quiet. Have mercy upon me, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Save me. Advent life. Pray for me. Because I want to be there. I don't want to stay in this hurt any longer. I want to go home to Jesus. I want to walk on the street of gold. How about you, Advent life? I want to see my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. I said, brother, I recorded that you. I recognize you. Who is you? That's Sister Carlos, yes. That's Brother Richardson, yes. You look young. Why you what caused you to be here? My brother, I hear the message. I call to repentance, and I go to my private cousin, and I wave before the port and the altar, and I said, Jesus, save me. I'm clean. I'm clean. And he cleansed me, and he showed me mercy, and he filled me with his love. Brothers and sisters, we have to call God's people to repent. No mamby-pamby preacher, no silver-tongued preacher gonna give people God's people in his last day smooth message to cast you to sleep, big baby with big smooth. Beloved, let us move on. Let us move on. This is a serious thing, beloved. We need to repent. Amen? When we are truly repenting, beloved, God's going to shed the love of God in our heart. And we can easily say, beloved, there's no love in me. You know? When we come to God, beloved, he's going to show you, say, you don't love him. You are not loving. I say, Lord Jesus, give me some of your love so I can love my fellow brethren. Because some of them keep their annoying. They're like a thorn in my side. But Lord Jesus, give me that love, this love that you have towards me, that you can tolerate me. I need this love so I can tolerate my brothers and sisters. Are you with me? Why do you need to say, Jesus, give me this love so I can tolerate my husband? Because he gets on my nerves and evil thoughts come into my path. Lord, give me this love. Give me a word so I can tear down, cast on imagination and bring in every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Lord, I repent of these thoughts. This thought is not of you. Until we recognize that we are evil and wicked, the Lord said, the Bible says, the heart of men is desperately wicked. And some of us, we are taught about I am saved and sanctified. Who tell you that? By God's grace, I pray. I hope and pray. Because we can say that we will go to heaven. Because every day you fall, every day you have evil thoughts. When you go, there are kind of evil and crucial things you see, beloved. You make you want to walk with your head in the ground. Can't even look up. Oh, kind of uncool thing, unhateful bird. We have to constantly be repenting, constantly be in prayer, beloved. Are you with me, beloved? Jesus love us. Next time, beloved, we know we was doing Revelation 18, but God moved, send me somewhere, repentance. But in the future, if God's willing, we may go back to that study. The Lord cry of the fourth angel, but we're looking at repentance. Are you with me, beloved? I need it. And you need it. I do this with joy. This is the best work that you can ever have in the world, to work for God. Not in it for money, or fame, or glamour, or prestige, but in it to see people's life there is changing. To see the tear, the testimony, when you minister to people and their life is transformed, when life is being restored. This is my greatest joy, beloved. And some of you, I may not hear your testimony, but give to God be the praise. Give God the glory. Amen. When I come on this line and I know you are growing in God, in Jesus. So, beloved, as we are about to depart, I'm telling you these things. You may come out strong, beloved. But I am an Elijah, hey, beloved. Ask God, I say, God, when you're calling me, I don't want to be a mamby-pamby preacher. I want to preach straight. I want to preach with power. I want your people's life to change. And while I am preaching to others, Lord, you are working on me so I can be faithful and not be a cast away. Are you with me, beloved? A true minister of God, man who managed one wife, not no side chick, one wife. Are you with me, beloved? Faithful and true until Jesus comes. Are you with me, beloved? So I love you all. I want to see you all in heaven. And we all on this prayer line, no care old and wrinkle you are, no matter whatever you are going through, whatever sickness, Jesus promised you a new body. And you are carrying it for heaven. You can be there. Purpose in your heart like Daniel. Say, nothing between me and my God. I am going to heaven. Purpose in your heart every day. I am going to heaven. And when you are saying that, don't say it carelessly. I know that you are living like a wretched. But knowing that every time you say that, search yourself. Am I living in open sin? Known sin. And as the Holy Spirit bring to your mind, repent, confess. Whatever the Holy Spirit bring to your mind, silently, quietly, just start repenting, confessing. Say, Lord, thank you, Lord. I remember I do this few months ago, last year, 5 years ago. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I didn't even realize this was evil. Yes, the Holy Spirit is filtering you. Are you with me? Straining you, cleansing you. Are you with me? Because God is trying to fit you up for heaven. Are you with me, beloved? Because he wants to show you up. He said, these are there. This is Advent life. These are there we get victory over sin. These are there we confess their sin. Repent of ungodly sorrow. They cry out to me. and I hear them, and I restore them, and here they are. They are here with me. Amen? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Lord, I pray that everyone get this message. Your people love you, and you have seen what Satan has done. But thank you so much for using me in a special way. As we are about to depart, pray that your presence will not depart from us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We thank you, Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. It's truly time, high time to repent, as we've seen, you know, everyone that had came on and shared, knowing that God is soon to come. He is even at the door, and we have to afflict our soul. We have to repent and cast off all the sins, iniquity, generational curse, or whatever, you know, has been in families. As Isaiah chapter 18, I'll start at verse 20 for time's sake. It says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Again, this is Ezekiel chapter 18, that's verse 20. Verse 21 says, but if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgression that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him in his righteousness that he has done. That he has done, he shall live. Verse 23 of Ezekiel chapter 18 said, I have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, said the Lord, and not that he should return from his ways and live. And that is us, brothers and sisters. God have no pleasure in the wickedness, and he want us to return, you know, and live, return to the straight, the true testimony, the straight testimony, and that we may live. Kind and loving Father, again, I thank you for Brother Ricardo. I thank you for the word, the message you have given him. I ask that you will continue to pour upon our heart, to open to our heart your truth, your righteousness. Bless us, O Lord, as we meditate upon the word that was spoken. May we search the scripture. May we talk to you. May we afflict our soul. May we pray and intercede for our families and friends so that they can come out of the wickedness, come out of the world, and that their mind, their thoughts, their ways may be unto you and upon heaven, and where our treasure is, that is where our heart will be also, Lord. Help us to surrender all to you. Bless us and give us a good night rest, Lord, so that we can get up to give you praise and glory and honor in the morning as we worship you in spirit and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus, love me when a stranger wandering.